station. Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072 567 1567.
We're going to change direction completely now, and I'm joined in studio by the team from Sporting Chance. Brad Bing, who of course is the founder and managing director of Sporting Chance, and Natalie Pollock, who's the GM of Sporting Chance, and they're here to tell us about the work that they're currently doing, as well as a new program that they've just run across the whole country. Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for joining me. Brad, just tell our listeners, for those that don't know, what is Sporting Chance?
Sporting Chance started 32 years ago to create an equal opportunity for everyone to play sport and be have access to sporting facilities throughout South Africa. And so it was on the 1st of September 1990, and subsequently 32 years later, Amy, we carry on expanding our programs, and through our programs we're just adding value to people's lives and helping them focus, etc. So that's exactly what we've been doing for the last 32 years.
So many great stories coming out of Sporting Chance over the years that I've been a journalist, certainly. Natalie, talk to us now about this partnership that you've got with Disney, and you're putting on this Healthy Happy Play program.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's an amazing partnership to work with a brand such as Disney. Mm-hmm. We first started it in 2016 and obviously have just grown from there. And it's basically a health education program working in under-resourced schools to basically promote the importance of a healthy lifestyle across two kind of key components, so being nutrition and the benefits of being physically active. So, yeah, it's an amazing program. We obviously want to keep expanding it, and great to work with such a brand like Disney. I mean, obviously, when we go and work with the schools, the kids are so excited to see us, not just from the activations that we do, but the actual, just to see Disney characters and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a really positive program.
So I think on a practical level, tell our listeners how that program actually works. What do you do when you go into the schools?
Yeah, so there's two components. So the first is an actual edu module. So we're focusing on grade 3 learners. So okay. That kind of last year or foundation phase when they're still very influential and willing to listen to us a lot. And the edu module is basically an edutainment format in the classroom space. So working on those two components of nutrition, a balanced eating, and then obviously the importance of why we exercise and what the benefits are for our body and that kind of stuff. So we get them through both in like educational materials, but also to kind of put some actual activations and physical stuff in the classroom. And then we go out and as of last year, developed this thing called the Disney Healthy Happy Play Active Play Areas. And this has been a massive, just a massive success, I think. So we basically paint an active play area in a designated space in these under-resourced schools. And it's the active play area is all about creating a platform for kids to go through their physical education classes, but also to use for freestyle use. Mm. So when we talk about active play, it's like your hopscotch, agility, okay, hurdles, all those kind of things. But we actually paint this space. So the methodology behind it was that it's something that can't be removed. It's indestructible. It's always present there for the kids to use both during the break time and also obviously during the curriculum. The educators can actually use it for the curriculum stuff. So, yeah, those are the kind of two key components. And then we also have a physical education challenge using those active play spaces between the different schools that we work in. So, yeah, amazing program and some real impact coming out of it, which is fantastic.
It sounds really incredible. Brad, I imagine that one of the challenges you would face, though, when you're trying to educate people in these areas about nutrition is that a lot of them don't have access to fruit and vegetables and the nutrition that they might require. Is that a problem?
No, not really. Amy, I mean, I'll give you an example. A lot of people now are actually are creating their own gardens at home. Mm. And I think that's something that has been, we've seen develop over the years. You go to a lot of schools now, they're actually having their own gardens at home. And that's one of the things a lot of the teachers in those communities actually talk to the children about.
Okay.
Another thing that has come about is all these kids on their phones can actually see, you know, these top sportsmen, what are they eating and what are they not eating? So that has come about. And, you know, you can just go down Strandfontein and see how many people are selling snook on that road. And what happens is people come along, get a snook, take it home, and it feeds the family.
Mm. Mm.
So the answer to that is yes, it was like that a long time ago. But currently, we're seeing a very strong shift where people are actually developing their own gardens at home.
That's very encouraging. If you've got a question or a comment from the Sporting Chance team, please do send it in to us now, 021 446 0567 or 072 567 1567. You've just come off this road show that you were telling me about off air. How far and broad and wide across the country did you go? And how many learners have you touched with the program?
So we work with over 20,000 learners.
Wow.
Across this year in over three provinces, so Gauteng, Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, and hopefully obviously hoping to expand that again back into KZN and some of the other areas come next year. So yeah, it's we are so well received at all the under-resourced schools. There's such a need for interventions such as what Disney Healthy Happy Play is doing. So we get kids following our vehicles, and it's amazing to be part of that. And as you said, I think each school offers us something different. Each experience is both with the learners and just the facilities that are at those schools, and looking at how we can enhance those physical education practices in those schools. And then obviously working with the different educators across all the provinces and across all the regions. So yeah, it's been a really successful roadshow, and great to be partnered with someone like Disney in this initiative.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing sponsor to have on board. But obviously, you guys are an NGO, so you do rely on sponsors and the assistance of the public. If people want to get involved, what's the best way for them to go about doing so?
Yeah, Amy, it's very simple. I mean, people listening out there can go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, every single school we went to, we created a video, and that video has been posted onto our Facebook page. So it's just sportingchance.co.za. Obviously, our website is up to date. We're in tune. Instagram, we're up to date. And or email us at through Sporting Chance. Go to the website. But one of the things that we haven't mentioned is that, you know, you mentioned earlier on about the food. That's where Food Lovers Market came into it. If you look at all our videos and all our programs, every child was left a bit of fruit at the end of the day. And it was actually quite sweet where we got them just to say thank you to our sponsors, you know. So that was important. And we had people talking to them, obviously, about nutrition and the five different food groupings, etc.
Yeah.
And what food went to the specific food group.
Yeah.
And then what was exciting about that whole thing was once they'd learnt about it theoretically in the classroom, they could actually go to the active play area outside, which has now been painted there. And it's as Nat says, indestructible. They can go there and put all that into practice. So what they're learning theory, they can put into practice. And that's where I think this program, from a health education point of view, is absolutely fantastic.
That's incredible. Natalie, are there plans to grow the program?
Yeah, for sure, Amy. I mean, obviously, Disney always want to grow the program. I think they're also looking at a collaboration partner to come on the journey with us.
Okay.
I think their funds only stretch so far. So there's an amazing opportunity. And I mean, this year, they've actually just filmed the program to flight on their channel. So an amazing opportunity for a collaborating partner to get involved. So yeah, as Brad said, get in touch with us. We also have just recently launched a campaign to try and do some crowdfunding initiative around our foundation. As you say, we are an NPO. So looking for donations of just 250 Rand, which I always say is a couple of pizzas for supper, most of us on a Friday night, or a couple of coffees of the week.
Yeah.
And to put that in on a 12-month cycle, you know, so to try and have a crowdfunding initiative where we can raise those funds.
Brad, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Sporting Chance before we let you go?
Yeah, Amy, I think, you know, one of the big things we've got next year, and I don't think South Africa has woken up to the fact that next year we've got the Netball World Cup, Amy.
I can't wait.
It is going to be colossal.
Yeah,
and I'm not just saying that because I've got nothing to do with netball and promoting it. I'm just saying what people don't realize how big it's going to be.
Yeah.
And like we ran the street soccer program throughout South Africa, which actually won the sponsor at the time, it won them the Global CSI Initiative. We are you know, just massive, huge.
Wow.
We are running that in the build-up to the 2023 Netball World Cup, which is taking place next July. So again, if there are sponsors out there who want to partner with us running the program, we've already got the city of Cape Town. This new mayor is dynamic. He's come on board and said, we'll back you, Brad, whatever happens. If there are people out there who says, cheapest, I'd love to get involved in girls sports or especially township communities or under-resourced communities, how can you make a difference? Get hold of us, you know. It's a massive opportunity. And as Nat says, the fact that Disney's filmed it for all their their channels running for the whole of November and December is a massive opportunity. So, yeah, Amy, and thank you. Thank you for letting us be able to talk about our stories.
Well, it's a really amazing. I've said to you before, Brad, I really feel like girls' sport is where it's at right now. It is so popular. It's growing at a rate off the charts. I happened to be in London when the British women's team won the Soccer World Cup, and the cheers and the atmosphere was phenomenal. So I'm so thrilled about the Netball World Cup next year in South Africa, and congratulations to you too on the incredible work that you're doing. I hope that you find all the sponsors and all the donors that you need. Thanks for coming into studio this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's the Sporting Chance team. Brad Bing, the managing director and founder, and Natalie Pollock, the GM. And if you'd like to get involved, follow them on Facebook or Instagram, or go to sportingchance.co.za.